The Honourable Hugh Van Lay is stepping down today after serving for 7 years as the 35th Governor of South Australia and for 7 years prior as Lieutenant Governor. After arriving as a refugee from South Vietnam with his wife Lan in 1977, Mr. Lay received a business and economics degree at Adelaide University and took on a senior management role with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. His Excellency has worked as Chair of the SA Multicultural and Ethnics Affairs Commission and in 2014 became the first person in the world with Vietnamese heritage to be appointed to a viceregal position. He joins me now. Welcome, Your Excellency.
Good morning, Jenny, and all the listeners.
Oh, thank you for joining me, and what an incredible journey you've had. How do you feel coming to the end of such a big chapter in your life?
Well, it's an extraordinary journey, I must say. It's really unreal. The feeling is mixed. We've been trying so hard for the last 7 years as the governor, and also before that, another 7 years as a lieutenant governor. Looking back, I think 14 years altogether in both roles, to me, is quite a good innings.
Absolutely. Was that an intention to work in government? How did you actually end up getting that gig?
Look, nobody would have the intention to do so because it's not the job that you apply for or you work toward.
Mm.
It's all come, quite magically somehow it got to this. The reality is, in my own personal background and the stories that you at your introduction, it will be the least expected person to be in this role, but yet, when we arrived here as a young refugee, just trying to find a place to live, a safe place to live, and to have the opportunity to build a life, we come with nothing. And yet, this community have been so kind and generous enough to embrace us and allow us to live, but also the opportunity to build a very meaningful life for us and our family, and then the opportunity to rise up to the highest office in the state is something that's sort of miracle, or it's just pure fairy tale in some way.
Hmm. I hear that in the past 7 years you've been a part of almost 5,000 events, a very busy schedule. Are there any particularly memorable or special moments amongst those 5,000 events that you remember fondly?
As you know, we come to this role without any expectation nor a sense of entitlement. I'm always trying to make sure that we work hard to be worthy of the honour that we have been bestowed upon us. So we try very hard every single day. We would ask the questions, why we're here, what more, and what more we can do. It's really hard to pinpoint any particular moment or particular event. But I have to say, though, following the footsteps of my predecessor, we're trying to demystify the role of governor and the government house. We try to make sure that the house is seen and truly a house of people. So we have been not only increasing the number of visitations and people to be welcomed to the house to enjoy the grandeur and very historical setting within the house and the ambience that we have here. We have also reached out to the people from all walks of life, from all kind of diversity, from all kind of social, cultural and religious backgrounds. So that to me is a very proud moment when I see clients of the Hutt Street Centre who are dealing with homelessness coming to the house, receiving the award and acknowledgement for their effort and enjoying the ambience and the welcoming atmosphere in the house. I'm so thrilled to see that. I'm so pleased also see young kids that under the state guardianship, they're coming with their guardians and their carers to joining us in lighting the Christmas tree every Christmas, and to see those members of the Catherine House, you know, the victims of domestic violence coming to the house to celebrate their achievement, to celebrate their efforts and their resilience and their strength as coming to the house and be welcomed and enjoying the important reception for them. That kind of reception and welcoming the people from all over Australia, South Australia, and all walks of life make me feel quite happy and pleased. And also the moment where we are spending our Christmas Eve every year in the regions which has suffered some kind of disasters economically or natural disasters such as the droughts, the bushfires, the economic crisis such as the Whyalla when they were dealing with the uncertainty of the steelworks, or the Salisbury and Elizabeth when they were dealing with the uncertainty posed by the closure of Holden's. That kind of moments that mingle with the people to ensure that they know that they're not alone. They know that we are there with them, and they know that there's someone there who really, really want them to know that we care. That kind of moment, to me, is quite a proud moment for us in our roles.
The Honourable Hugh Van Lay is with me as he wraps up as Governor of South Australia. Over the 40 years you've spent in SA, have you noticed a shift in sentiment and inclusion when it comes to multiculturalism?
Well, if anything they can say that loudly, it's me. Look at the 42 years ago we were arriving here. Australians and this community still feeling a little bit strange when a big wave of Asians migrants coming to this town and coming to this shore. But gradually and gradually, we have been receiving nothing but welcoming and the warmth and the friendship they extended to us. Look around as you see now that the diversity in our cities, on the street and everywhere we go, from the artistic expression to the cuisines that we enjoy to the festivals that we have enjoyed over the years, and the reception and the understanding from the wider community into the specific culture of particular groups, it has been absolutely stunning and so pleasing to see. I have to say that with my own eyes, I can witness the inclusion that happening. While we still have a lot to do, we still need to work hard on that. I'm very, very pleased to see how it's progressing quite quickly. I must say, though, my own observation is that Australians becoming much, much more aware and much more appreciative of the culture, the different cultures, different religions, different traditions and customs that brought up here, that brought here by the migrants from all over the countries, from all over the world. Today, our population is extraordinarily diverse. You know, more than 48.5% of our populations are either born overseas or having at least one parent who were born overseas. So we already have that connections with the cultural heritages coming from more than 200 different countries in the world here. Collectively, we speak more than 200 languages, that not even including many, many languages of our Aboriginal communities here as well. So while there is room to improve and that we need to work hard and then continuing our efforts, I must say, though, I'm quite encouraged by the inclusion and the appreciation of multiculturalism in our nation, but in particular in South Australia.
Mm. What's the next step for you? Maybe a little bit of a lie down, and then have you got any plans after that?
Yes, I'm not sure lying down, but to sit down for a little while, I think enjoying a number of books that I'm meant to read for a long time but never had the chance. I'm not good at gardening. I like gardens, but I'm not good with that. I don't like fishing and don't like getting to anywhere close to the water or in the boat, because I think once you're boat people, that would be enough for your life. But, and I'm not good at golf very keen on that at the moment. So the work's still there, and then I will have the opportunity to look out for a number of the areas that still working for our most vulnerable members of the society in some way to contribute and to continue with our endeavor to support and to contribute to our state.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of different things and opportunities for you to take on into the future. And we're very lucky to have you. And it's been an absolute honour to have you on the program today, Hugh Van Lee. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you.